Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, my good friends down at Rosenthal Olive Ranch. Great people, great olives with award-winning flavor. Check out their new lines of oils and vinegars. www.rosenthalolivranch.com. So my second recipe for today, bringing us back to carrots, brings me to my sweet carrot mahi-mahi. Let's get started. The very first thing I need to do is take two carrots, and we're going to slice them with a mandolin. Now, you have to remember, when working with a mandolin, very, very sharp. Always make sure your mandolin is on a nice surface. It's not sliding around. I like to usually tuck it behind like a cutting board and the wall. I know that sounds kind of funny, but trust me, it works. I always want to make sure that mandolin is not moving around, because we are going to be using our hands to use this very, very sharp instrument that we in the kitchen use all the time. If you don't have a mandolin, you can do this with a knife. I would just say be very, very careful, because I've seen a lot of accidents happen, and I don't want any of my wonderful fans and audience to get hurt. So very, very important. Please be careful. What I'm going to use, 8 ounces of mahi-mahi. Now, the reason why I like to do 8 ounces is I'm not the biggest mahi-mahi fan. However, I do know how to cook it, and that's what I'm going to teach everybody how to do. So what we want to do is I want to take 2 ounces, and I want to make sure that each of those has 2 tablespoons of olive oil that we're going to brush equally onto each one of the mahi-mahi. And then I also like to take 1 lemon. And with that 1 lemon, what I want to do is I don't want the juice more than I want that beautiful zest. And I want to zest that lemon all on top of that mahi-mahi. Very, very important. Then I like to take 1 tablespoon of sugar. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to pour a little bit out on top of the mahi-mahi as well. And I only take 1 tablespoon, and I disperse that amongst 8 ounces. So you guys understand that this is not a lot of sugar, but I do like that sweet part of it on there. I think it's very, very important. And then I'm going to take some salt and pepper. I'm going to season the top and also add a little bit of fresh thyme and a little bit of fresh rosemary after I put some sliced carrots on top of that mahi-mahi. We're going to put it in the oven at 375 degrees for about 9 minutes. I promise you, the sugar, the carrots, everything you have going on here, you're going to have such a unique flavor and such a unique balance. It really is just going to make you say Untamed. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.